Welcome to the job interview experience. Thank you to Allie Lands for the review on Apple Podcasts. Here's what Allie had to say. Exceptional advice. There is so much I have taken from this podcast, even as a sales professional who's used to selling herself. I would highly recommend. Thank you for your content. Allie, thank you for supporting the job interview experience and for the kind words. Leave a review and share your thoughts, and I would love to read it on air. We have so much to talk about. The job interview experience is about to hit 100,000 downloads in its first 6 months. That's huge, and it's because of you. I have a special something for all of my listeners, new and old, that I'm excited to share with you. As we approach our 100,000 views, I'll share more, but here's a hint. It's something that you can keep forever. Thanks again for listening and for supporting. Please leave a review and help support the job interview experience rise on the charts. Here's an email I received from a listener that had a question about quickly approaching interviews and how to try and secure both an internship and a job at separate companies. If you have an interview question or career question, you can always email me at info@candidateclub.com. Here's the email. Hello there. I listen to your podcast on Spotify. I really want to thank you because they are quite helpful. I was wondering if you could help me get a little bit of advice. I'm a second year university student within a co-op program and have already secured a great position for this summer. I have an interview within the next hour, which is also for the summer, but it is a great opportunity, so I do not want to miss the opportunity of interviewing with them. I need a job for the upcoming fall term. So what would be the best way to ask them if I could be considered for fall? Hope you see this soon. Many thanks for your podcast, Manal. Here's my response. Manal, thanks for reaching out. The best way to bring this up is to let them know that what they do as a company aligns with your passions. The skills you possess are currently building at college and can help them achieve their big goals. You can mention that what you bring to the table is a unique fit, and you're excited at the thought of a long-term relationship with the company, and what you can help them accomplish goes beyond just an internship. Let them know that your goal is to impress them so much that when you work for them, they will consider you as a full-time hire. I say here at the end of the email, I'm trying to get back to you quickly because of your quickly approaching interview, so please let me know if this makes sense. You have any other questions I can help with? That ends the email, and what's important to note is that I messed up and misunderstood what the main question is of the email. I'm glad I asked if it made sense because Manal got back to me and helped me understand the question better. Here's her response. Hello, Matthew. Thanks so much for the quick reply. That really helps. The one thing is that the position I am being interviewed is for the summer, so I don't know how to bring up the fact that I need to be considered for fall. Or would that be too abrupt or a waste of their time? Would I mention that I have a position for the summer or not mention it at all? I have it, the interview in about 20 minutes, so 1 p.m. No worries if you don't get to this by then, but thank you so much again. I was at my computer when I received this, so I was able to communicate and get this back to her before her interview. Before I get back to my response and explanation, if you've listened to the job interview experience and found this interview insight, preparation, and advice helpful, it's time to get hands-on and actually interact with the interview process at candidateclub.com. I created every aspect of Candidate Club using my experience to create these interview training courses, phone, Zoom, in-person interviews to provide you with interview questions, interactive answers, and every question is followed up by a quick video of me explaining different aspects of the question, from why it's asked, the real reason that it's asked, to how to formulate your own answer. There is also an awesome resume building course, reading through how to build a great resume, a unique resume, tips to stand out with your resume, and resume template downloads, so you can download one and make it your own, keep it forever, and much more. Improve your next interview and all interviews to come at candidateclub.com. Link to Candidate Club is in the show's description. So here's my response to Manal. Manal, I think I understand better now. You have a job secured for this summer, but your upcoming interview is also for a summer position, but you prefer it to be in the fall and aren't sure if that's an option. You are absolutely right to take the interview. You never know how your paths will cross in the future, and you will want them to know about you in the long run, especially since this company you're interviewing with is interesting to you and stands out as a top employer. Make a great first impression during the interview, and when the time comes to discuss details, you can let them know that since you've applied for this job that you're interviewing for, you've accepted another position for the summer. I'm guessing that's the situation, but make sure to share that you still wanted an opportunity to speak with them, even though things have changed since you applied, that this job you're interviewing for with them is your number one match, and that you believe your skills can make an impact, and that you really see yourself aligning with the position and company. It's perfectly fine to express that you want to work there and ask to please be kept in mind for a fall position. You can also ask if it's okay to follow up towards the end of the summer to check on the availability of that fall position. I would highly recommend that you do that. You never know what might change in the meantime. If you express how much you like the company, show that enthusiasm, they will be thrilled with the compliment and should be happy to keep you in consideration. Put a calendar invite for a later date to follow up. Just do that now, and then it'll automatically remind you to do that, and you'll have this system set up in place to get in touch with them maybe midsummer, towards the end of the summer. See, maybe someone dropped out that they had secured for the fall. Maybe they liked you so much they want to add a position for you, or they kept one open. You never know until you try. And remember, you have great skills to share with them. You're benefiting them. You're helping them by keeping yourself in the loop and keeping them aware of you and your skills. It might make life easier to copy the phone number that calls you today. So whoever calls you today for your phone interview, copy that number and that contact email address and just put it into your calendar. Put it into the notes of the calendar so that you don't have to scroll through your past calls, which for me, you know, you can never find which one is which. Is it the spam call that you need to call back, or is it the person that called you to interview? Copy and paste that phone number, put it in the calendar invent as a note. Everyone that interviews, you can do this. Save that number that calls you, email it to yourself, do whatever you have to save that. You have a contact within the company at that point. And do the same with the email address. Then I asked, does that help? Be bold. Don't be afraid to say that this is a great match and you hope to get the opportunity to do great things for their company. Please feel free to let me know if you have any questions. Manal gets back to me. This is after her interview. Thank you so much for this. I used this within my interview and it really helped. I really appreciate and thank you for taking the time to respond to this. The interview actually went really well. They said they would get back to me either way. Have a great day, Manal. Thank you for the email and the question. Glad I could help. Hope that helps. Feel free to email me with your own interview questions at info@candidateclub.com. I've received a lot of questions from listeners. I'm glad to help. I'm here to help. This episode is brought to you by candidateclub.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll be back with more soon.